toi qui marches dans le vent, seul dans la trop grande ville, avec le cafard tranquille du passant. Toi qu'elle a laissé.
Can I listen a little more, please? This is Gilbert Bécaud, who I like to dub the French Frank Sinatra. I will tell you more about him someday or another, but he is one of my favorite singers. I do have an eclectic taste, and this is Bruce Salin, and I'm welcoming you back to my show, The Bruce Salin Show, with Dad's Point of View. It is time for Teen Rap, and we have back with us, happy to say, Pastor Drew Sams, who I just learned was in Italy, poor guy. He does get around. I think I should take that job if those are the travel perks. The other day he was camping in some exotic place. He seems to have it good. I am happy, however, to also welcome our new sponsor for this segment, the Wright Center for Orthodontics, with offices in both Santa Barbara and Camarillo. Their number is 805-68-SMILE. Again, that is 805-68-SMILE. A special hello to Dr. Wright, who is recovering from breaking his leg and having surgery. And we were supposed to record commercials last night, but I don't know, he was on some kind of weird drug and just didn't seem in the mood. But Dr. Wright, please, I wish you a speedy recovery, and I am very happy to have you, your staff, and all of you as part of our show. A special hello to Barbara. Pastor Drew Sams is back with us for Teen Rap. Pastor Drew has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 5 years, and he's also pursuing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California, when they're not traveling around the world. Welcome back, Pastor Drew.
Buongiorno. It's good to be back.
Do tell me the best meal you had. What was it?
Gelato. I ate so much gelato.
Yeah, well, if you saw Pastor Drew, you'd understand that he could get away with it because he's tall, thin, insanely handsome, and doesn't have an ounce of fat on him. So that's no fair.
You're too kind. It was a great trip with my wife, my sister, and my parents. It was a great time.
Those are very important things to do. I got to tell you something, and it's not on topic, but over the years I did that sort of thing with my parents, and now that they're gone and I have no regrets about having not taken advantage of the pleasure of my parents' company by going there, throwing special parties and having events, and you're doing the same thing. And you did with this trip, and I'm telling you, it just comes back to you, and you build truly special memories.
Sure.
I'm glad you did that. Our topic today is about giving, and needless to say, the Calvary Church has programs left, right, and sideways about giving, including participating in programs that are based in Africa. My particular friends are in Ghana, as you know, the girls' school that I've supported. But we've been talking about the value we get from giving versus the obvious value that the recipient gives. And what are your thoughts on this subject?
Well, I loved your column. I think it resonated so much with my own life and what I've experienced, even the role I do working with adolescents. I've noticed, just like you said, that whenever you give to the world, whether by direct actions or donations, you said, I get back so much more than the effort or money involved. And I not only resonated with that in my own life, but I've noticed with all the, you know, the hundreds of high school students that I've worked with and their families, I've noticed that the biggest change that they've experienced in their life was when they got outside of their own world, their own view of their self, and they've looked outside of themselves and trying to figure out, okay, how can we give to maybe our local community, maybe internationally? And I've seen the biggest life change in people's lives when they start to give.
We talked earlier about it being a conventional remedy for depression, which almost seems contrary to the depressed person hearing it. They're thinking, well, how am I going to be able to give back when I can't take care of myself? Yet I'm sure you've counseled people that have gone through rough times to do that. How have you found that to work?
Well, in an immediate sense, we've seen that it helps with perspective. When somebody who is struggling with depression or whatever it may be, they're so focused on their situation, their world, everything that's going on with them, and as soon as they step outside of that, they get to know somebody else. They find out that there's other people in life maybe going through similar things. all of a sudden they realize, gosh, I'm not the only one going through this. And they actually learn that, wow, maybe I have something to offer. I can actually help out somebody else. And now, after having focused on somebody else, they look around, they realize, wow, I'm actually able to give, and I'm actually able to contribute. And all of a sudden, they don't have that same depression. They don't have that same bleak view of the world. And so I've seen that time and time again, that the answer to getting out of those stuck places is giving.
It's worked for me. In my case, you know, and it's funny because there are so many different forms of giving. When I first faced kind of some emotional hardships in my life, the best way I felt of giving was to have a one-on-one interaction with someone that I could help. In my case, it was always a kid, big brother, and that sort of thing. Other people want to do it in the form of organizations or giving money. But I do think the direct person interaction is in many ways the most satisfying.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I loved in the middle of your column the interaction that you had with David, your younger son. And you'd said that you'd gone through the research of trying to find out how much it cost to mail boxes of books to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're going through that, he says to you, "You know, Dad, this is a great thing you're doing." And I loved your response. And he said, "No, it's a great thing we're doing," and how you were able to invite him into that process. And for the parents listening out there, I think that if they've got kids that are stuck in a pattern that they're not pleased with, if a parent was able to take the initiative and say over dinner or one night, "Hey, we're gonna do something as a family. We're gonna sponsor a child. We want to invite you to choose what country it's from, or we want your input. What do you want to do? How can we help somebody?" What a great way for a family to come together, to look outside even their family unit to help and to give somewhere else.
Well, I think you actually have said something that is really good advice, which is involve the kids in the choice of activity rather than just make them do what you want to do. So if they're actually participating in the choice, then maybe they'll do it a little less out of obligation, a little more out of actual true compassion.
Yeah. I mean, I heard a story of a parent who said that they got a bonus through their work, and they chose to take a portion of that. And they said, "Okay, we've got $1,000. And as a family, we want to give this away to somebody else. Instead of us as parents deciding, we want you, son, whatever you want, wherever we're going to give it to, it's up to you. You have the decision to change somebody or even a family's life. What do you want to do with it?" And the kid was like, "You mean me? I can make that decision. You don't even give me the keys of the car, you know." And it was this great cathartic moment in their family system,
and an amazing growth moment for him.
Oh yeah,
empowering. So it's again a win-win.
Sure.
We are out of time all too quickly. I want to wish you a happy Yom Kippur with the knowledge that you are actually going to be attending Yom Kippur services this weekend.
Yep, looking forward to that.
I am very eager to hear your feedback, and I hope you get to say hello to Rabbi Brisky, who is a brilliant orator, and you will absolutely be completely taken by what he chooses to speak about this year.
Yeah.
Thank you again for joining us for Teen Wrap, Pastor Drew. Where can we reach you real quickly?
Well, Bruce, you can reach me at calvarycc.org. That's our church website.
Okay, excellent. It is time for a break, and I'll talk to you next week. I want to again thank the Wright Center for Orthodontics for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Allen Show. You can call them at 805-68-SMILE. And please say that Bruce Allen sent you. And Dr. Wright, get better quickly. We will be back for Single Parent Dating with Julie Spira in a moment.